Pastor Doug, can you explain to me Revelation 17:12?
Revelation 17:12. Okay, I'd like to invite our callers, if you've got your Bibles, if you're driving in your truck, I'll read it for you. And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings that have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Now, Revelation 17, to jump right into this, you probably ought to give a little bit of background. Revelation 17 begins by describing a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, and that beast has got 7 heads and 10 horns. And it later tells us the 7 heads in the same chapter are the 7 mountains on which the woman sits. And this woman represents Babylon, the mother of harlots, false religion or apostate Christianity. 7 heads, it says, are 7 mountains. It's a church that sits among 7 hills. And then it says 10 horns. These 10 horns are the 10 divisions of the Roman Empire that represent the nations of the world today. Just like in Daniel chapter 2, at the last part of that, you've got the 10 toes of the image. And you get the 10 divisions of that empire. Then it said there in verse 12, again, the 10 horns you saw are 10 kings. Now, the word kings there means kings or kingdoms. So we can get this from Daniel 7. Which have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive power as kings 1 hour with a beast. Evidently, there's going to be a short time, Dennis, near the end of time. And I think this is a prophecy that is speaking in a special way of the end of time, where this beast power is going to allow these different nations to have authority as long as they direct their people and the worship back to this religious institution that's going to be formed. But it's temporary. You read on then in Revelation 18, and it talks about the fall of Babylon, and these other kings of the earth are bewailing and lamenting her destruction. And so for a brief period of time, just before the plagues are poured out, the divisions of the Roman Empire are going to once again direct their authority back to the beast. We have a lesson, Dennis, that goes into this in great detail that will do a much more thorough job than I have time for on the program. Would you like us to send you that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem. That would be good.
All you've got to do is make a phone call. I can't do that for you.
Okay.
Call our resource number. There's operators that are waiting. Mm-hmm. And it's 800-835-6747. And I think you want to ask for the lesson on one we have called the Mark of the Beast. The other one's called America in Prophecy. These are advanced study guides, very serious material. And you tell them you're listening to Bible Answers Live, Amazing Facts, and they'll send that to you.
Okay, that'd be good. Now, when this speaks of 1 hour with the beast, taking a day for a year in prophetic time.
That would be 15 days. If by going by a Jewish year, 360 days in a Jewish year, 1/24th of 360 is 15.
15. Now, is this 15 days that goes back to 15? No, that can't be. That would be actual days.
I think it may be actual days.
Yeah. So that's a short time. Okay, that explains it. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. Again, that resource line number is 800-835-6747. For anyone who would like those lessons, call and tell them you're listening to Bible Answers Live. That's 835-6747.